Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today. At our church here, we started a 40-day emphasis of prayer and meditation, and it kicked off on Monday, and it goes all the way through Thanksgiving week. And so I want to invite you to be part of that. And part of the resources for that is the weekday podcast. So if you're listening to this, obviously you're part of that community. But also a key element of it is what's called the Daily Aha. And the way that you access these is you just grab the Sugar Hill Church app. You go to sugarhill.church/app or just search for it in your app store, install it on your device, and there's a simple button that says Daily Aha within the app. And when you pull that up, it'll bring up the most current devotional, and it'll guide you through a time of gratitude and a time of prayer. And so I want to invite you to jump into that, because this Imagine Zero, Imagine More is this journey spiritually for our church. Well, today on the podcast, I want to read today's devotional. One of the cool things is this is written by Carolyn Hill. She is an amazing, amazing person within our church family. Her and her husband help lead in so many different ways, and they just have a huge heart for God and a huge heart for other people. And so today, I want to read the devotional that you can find in the app, and it's written by Carolyn Hill. It's called Memorizing God's Word, and the scripture is Philippians 4, verse 8. Here's what Philippians 4, verse 8 says. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Here's what Miss Carolyn writes. As a child, I attended First Baptist in Suwannee, and I loved Vacation Bible School, as well as Sunday School, GAs, Sunbeams, BTU, Junior Choir. You get the idea. I loved and I participated in everything the church offered, and as a result, I did everything my teachers and preachers said that I should do, and thankfully, that included a lot of memorizing scripture. It was easily assigned, easily rewarded, a stick of gum or a handmade bookmark, and without a doubt, one of the most valuable parts of my church life as a child. In Franklin Graham's book, In My Father's Eyes, he writes, in the last years of life, my father suffered macular degeneration, as did my mother, and Bible reading became difficult. But they never stopped praising the Lord with their lips, and they often reflected on how grateful they were that they had committed multiple scripture passages to memory. My father once said, "The word of God hidden in the heart is a stubborn voice to repress." In Vacation Bible School commencement service, the last night after a week of daily classes, those who knew the entire scripture, John 14, Psalm 23, etc., they were allowed to stand in front of the whole attendance and recite it. It was quite an exciting night. Thank you, Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Hope, for your encouragement and rewards. Those words are still hidden in my heart today. God's word in our hearts. I need more. How about you? Let's think about such things. Again, Philippians 4, verse 8 says, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Well, today I want to encourage you, would you take Miss Carolyn's words to heart and to hide God's word in your heart? Hey, I want to encourage you, jump on the app today, interact with the Daily Aha, and put down what you're thankful for and what you're praying for today. And as you're praying, would you pray for Imagine Zero, Imagine More as our church journeys through this spiritual emphasis? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.